Well, the whole Paris Hilton going to jail thing was very 1996 with the whole OJ.
Oh, yeah.
Just missing the white Bronco.
I don't know. I mean, OJ was running away from the police very slow speeds.
But the whole... Yeah.
For murdering somebody.
But the whole... Everybody there watching on TV and the news coverage.
That's yeah.
Ridiculous. But... Oh, people are wanting to know what OJ thinks of the whole thing.
Of course.
Of course.
What would OJ think? Yeah.
That's what I think about everything.
Yeah. You have that necklace.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the matching bracelet. But he is thinking that he's pretty upset with the media because it's all about ratings now. The legitimate news people are telling what they think of the story. And it really upsets him.
Yeah, I guess it is annoying. I mean, OJ's right. Ouch, when OJ's right about the media's coverage of Paris Hilton, you know that they're messed up, huh?
He called out Nancy Grace and Bill O'Reilly.
Oh!
So it's on.
Nancy Grace and Bill O'Reilly, yeah, the finest couple of news people in the country.
He is really upset that more people knew about Paris Hilton going back to jail than people going up to space. That day.
Oh, who cares? Okay, we go up to space all the time.
Yeah.
The war was the main thing. I've seen so many things on TV talking about showing like, they're like, hey, the head of the military is resigned today. Right? The chief man in uniform is resigned. Oh, wait, we have emerging pictures from Paris Hilton's house. Let's go there for another half hour. You know?
Yeah.
It's a bit much. Yeah. I don't know. He may want to check his current events a little bit, but... Okay.
It's OJ.
Yeah.
But Paris did call Barbara Walters from jail, collect. And we have little snippets.
How are you different, I've asked her. And she said, I'm not the same person I was. I know now that I can make a difference, that I have the power to do that. I want to do different things when I'm out of here. Hmm? This part I thought particularly interesting. I used to act dumb. It was an act, and that act is no longer cute. It is not who I am, nor do I want to be that person for the young girls who looked up to me. She said, I'm 26 years old now, and it is a different time.
Yeah, it was cute when she was 20 and videotaping stuff, right?
You know, I kind of don't believe her because for a while there, she says she was going celibate and everything, and that lasted, you know, like 3 days.
That we know of, even.
Yeah. So, I'm having a hard time, but... You know.
I don't know. She looked pretty broken up in that car. I don't think she's going to be out in public for a while when she gets out. I don't think you're going to see her around that often.
Well, I hope this is a good learning experience for her, and I hope she does what she says she's going
to
do.
Well, I mean, what she needs to do is just stay away. Stay out of the clubs, and whether you have a driver or not, that way you stay out of the tabloids and the whole deal. Stay at home with... What's her... Ridiculous dog's name? Tinkerbell. Still alive, you know?
Yeah, and that weird oh no, she got rid of that weird animal.
The Kinkajou?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ricky Martin is still alive and kicking.
Yeah, you know what? Every once in a while he pops up in something weird like this.
He was in the Puerto Rican Fair in New York City on Fifth Avenue. He was the king of the parade, which is kind of weird because Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony were in it too.
You're just a huge J-Lo Mark Anthony fan, aren't you? It's not so much that Ricky Martin got this thing. It's J-Lo was robbed.
She was.